AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
What's up, guys? It's Tori.
And I'm Anissa, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
And today we have Naya Moore on the podcast, and we talk to her about what it's like to be back on the challenge. We talk about Jordan, her paddleboarding skills, or lack thereof. Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, we get into it all.
Yeah. I mean, she does circles around us.
It's amazing.
So let's get into this interview with Naya.
Yes.
Okay, folks, you haven't seen this lady in quite a while. Battle of the Exes 2 was her last appearance. But now we have the pleasure of seeing her grace our screens. Please welcome Naya Moore.
Thank you, ladies, welcome for having me. I cannot believe I'm back. I mean, this is really insane.
But I can't believe you're back too. I mean, yeah. how do you feel?
It's surreal because, I mean, I tweeted, it's like, guys, stop asking me. I'm never going back. I didn't have a desire to go back. I didn't expect an invite to come back. And I'm just a firm believer now that never say never, because it has proven to be true in this moment, and I'm back. But I do think that the timing is appropriate. Mm-hmm. I'm a different person now. And I think that I enjoyed it for what it was, like this beautiful opportunity that you guys have probably appreciated the entire time you've been doing it. I didn't appreciate it or understand it back then, but now it's like, I'm playing the game differently and like having fun with it. I'm still a nervous, terrified wreck all the time. And I'm out of shape now, 30 pounds heavier, bad knees, I'm washed up, but I'm having
fun. Oh my God, stop. I don't know about washed up, but our bodies do go through some shit. I don't remember you ever being afraid of heights, because we did Free Agents together. And
yeah,
I don't remember.
Going as a partner. So I never had to do a heights challenge in Free Agents because I got kicked off early. Remember, Cara Maria beat me in an elimination episode 3.
I fucking hated that. Yeah.
Yeah. The heights challenges that I did with Leroy, he was barking at me. Like, it motivated me to just do it afraid. But yeah, I'm terrified of heights. Like, terrified.
Well, he's afraid too. Well, over water. Yeah.
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 That's like just two scary people together.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it like coming back on? I know that you have this like new respect for it again, but also like the same fears because you're doing the challenges again. Was it scary?
So, you know what was scary for me that I didn't expect? Being filmed on camera, looked at, like I'm so socially awkward now, whereas in my 20s, I was very confident and like it was natural for me to be on camera, to just be my authentic self, for better or worse. This time around, I was like, I don't want to be calculated. I want to be myself, but I am different. And so I was just bouncing between like trying to be silly and entertaining and comfortable, but I also really like solitude. I like being alone a lot and being in a house with 30 people all the time and having these rules and stuff. It was a struggle for me. And I also, a month before we went to film, I had gotten notification that I was going to go. But I always get seasonal depression around the end of summer. That's just a thing for me because I'm like a summer spring girl. And so I was in the height of that when I said yes. And I'm like, I don't know if I should even do this. Like, you know, I mean, for my mental health, I just was like, I know I'm mentally mature wise, I can do it. But mentally, I was like, I mean, I was crying every day. Like, I was just like, find a treat. Though. Yeah.
It definitely
I get it.
Happens.
I feel like, yeah. And like right before those calls go back out, you know, there's always that feeling of like, oh, that could be fun. Even though you had tweeted that you never wanted to come back. But yeah. As soon as you say yes to it, it's like all those nerves like resurface and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have to deal with this kind of criticism or how am I going to look doing this? Or, I mean, it is hard not to mention obviously challenges and eliminations. And I mean, this daily challenge, you were in a lead for a while there and then it got hard, you know? Talk to us about what went on. What was going on in your mind that day?
Okay, so I have never paddleboarded. I didn't even know like anything.
No, at all. It's a lie. We got to make fun of it. It's just great.
I know, but okay. So I started asking everyone around me. I'm like, "Have you paddleboarded? Have you paddleboarded?" And most of the guys were like, "No," and the girls were like, "No." But I knew Kelly Ann was strong at it. So I was like asking her, like, "How do you do this? Like, what's the fundamentals? Give me the like cheat code really quickly." And so going into when we got to the line, I saw how short the race was because I was obviously, it was very early on when people noticed that I had the worst endurance. I was vaping in the house. Like, I just wasn't really working out. Like, but I was like, this is a sprint. I can actually, I have the longer legs. I can beat you guys. And Kellyanne gave me this like confidence and I thought the paddle boarding would be easy for me because I was like, okay, I used to be an athlete. This shouldn't be that hard. We're just going around this little bend. Okay, so when we started the race, I get there, I think after Ronnie, she is like a stallion. I mean, you could just tell by her body.
Yeah, she's definitely an athlete.
Yes, but the first place I start scraping, I immediately get the code. So I'm like, oh my God, the stars are aligning. Like I'm about to like now show these girls that I'm not a total bum. And so I get my paddleboard unlocked first. I get to the water. I mean, I'm exuding confidence and I'm hoping that like the guys are looking at me and thinking like, if we have to do partners later, that here I am guys proving myself.
Right.
And right. No, I mean, almost as soon as
you
I
hit a circle.
Anissa.
No, cause I didn't know. Because when you look at it, I'm like, oh, she's doing okay. And you think it's editing, like maybe that's showing that. But I'm like, I think she just made like a half turn and another half turn. I think she just made a circle. My girl just made a circle.
It was really hard. And I felt really hard like multiple times. I mean, the bruise that I got from it was so gnarly. And I remember asking the boys later, I was like, is this because I'm like really tall and I don't have a lot of like balance? And they're like, yeah, like you were never going to be good at that unless you are a paddleboarder. But also I was gassed even from trying to like paddle the thing. And I remember production was screaming at me because I kept getting on my knees. They're like, Naya, stand up. And I'm like, for what? I'm already losing this. Like, let me just like have my dignity and get on my knees and paddle the shore.
Did Kellyanne give you any like good strategy?
Well, it's based on her small, compact body that is also a pro paddleboarder.
So no.
No.
Let me show you what works for my body. Let's see if we can apply it to yours.
She's like, Naya, it's so easy. Like, I promise you, you're just going to fly through the water. And I'm like, just, okay.
You went in there with so much confidence. You're like, I'm going to show you how I run circles. I thought it was great for that episode. I mean, when you look back on it, you can laugh at it. I'm sure in the moment it was frustrating. And then it becomes like kind of silly, like, well, fuck it. I'm already here.
For sure.
Obviously, like you can't train for everything in the challenge because right. Like, I mean, you just can't. But was there anything that you specifically did train for before you got on the show?
These are laughs, guys. If you can't see them.
No, because I really hadn't made a decision until a month before. So I remember I got a boxing trainer and I had a really badass like female trainer come and see me a few days a week. But it was like trying to put a Band-Aid on a gushing out of shape wound. So no, I wasn't going to be in shape.
Sorry.
You're going to prepare for a challenge in 5 minutes. And I just was delusional in thinking that I was going to do that.
Did you train at all while you were there?
I mean, I told you I was really socially awkward. So I kind of just hid in my room a lot. And when I did train, it was like maybe twice a week. And I would do it when the boys were in the gym just to show them like, hey guys, I'm working out. Like choose me if I make it to the end.
Yeah. Didn't we work out together? And Zach used to be our trainer.
Yeah, but that was different. Anissa, I was like in shape and I liked to work out.
I didn't like to work out at all. Oh yes, I did. Wait, is that before I started training? It doesn't matter.
We all were working out in that house though, I remember. Like we all were just doing it.
But we didn't do it a lot. I think we did
just
it
out of boredom.
I think like, we only did it that first yeah. week.
Yeah,
we did a great job on those two workouts, though. We did really well.
Yeah.
So cheers to us.
So obviously you didn't get some workouts in, which is like totally fine. But were there any like specific goals? Obviously, like you said, you feel like you're a new person. It's been a minute since you graced our screens. Like, what was the goal stepping into this show?
Honestly, my goal was to not run away, like get there. Like I had this feeling in my head that I was going to get there, feel like I'm not cut out for this and find a reason to leave or to quit or to just sabotage myself. I just had a gut-wrenching feeling that I was all about self-sabotage that season because I hadn't defined my why going into it. Mm-hmm. And trying to define that when you get there is just silly. Yeah. Like you need to have that already established. And I wouldn't honestly have gone, like I've said this on other interviews, if Jordan hadn't gone, because I was just like, I'm so out of my element. I haven't done this in so long. I'm so far removed. I don't know if these people even want me here. I don't know why they decided to bring me back. I'm out of shape. I'm, you know, my personality is different. I really like kind of doing my own thing. I like my freedom. And I am very mindful of that as it pertains to just like the person I want to be is a daily choice. It's not like I'm just a totally rejuvenated girl who's all zen. Like I still have, I'm slower to anger, but I have to check myself. And so I didn't know if being in that environment was going to be conducive for that. And so I didn't want to slide all the way back. And I'm just like, okay, you know, like, what am I doing here? Sorry, Tori, what was your question? You know, I have ADHD.
No. You're that was great. And I think it is, you know, just beautiful to say, because obviously, you know, you said going into it, having Jordan there was really important for you. You guys had this like huge history that's taken like a very public turn in a way. I mean, from somebody as a viewer standpoint, it is beautiful to watch that, to see two people who have been through a lot and then, you know, find hope and like love in each other. So I really am happy for you guys. And
thank you.
I really have. Like,
no, I can tell.
I was a little, you know, nervous. I was like, I don't know if Naya knows I host the podcast. I don't know if she's going to come on here and what this is going to look like. But, you know, I really do. I'm happy for you guys. And he seems he's happy. You seem like you're happy. And I think even you showing up, like maybe that was your why. Just showing up and showing who you are today. Like that is such a beautiful thing to do and hard to do in this industry.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I know that I've talked to previous cast members and people in public and in private, like while on the show or like off camera, about like kind of moving away from who they were. I think the audience at times expects us to be the same people because it was entertaining back in 2000 and whatever, but it is not where we are now, and we don't find it entertaining. Probably isn't entertaining for the times, but these people that, you know, one person in particular who had such a rough time and was nervous to come back because of how they were portrayed the first time around. And that kind of like sticks with you. So I know that it can be hard to come on, and it's like introducing a new person to like all of these people. And like really being authentically you, and then having this whole audience have this set expectation.
That part.
You know, so it's a lot to do. I don't think people realize how many things you take on when you sign the contract. It's not just at home. It's like, hey, you know, there are all these other things I have been doing and working on.
Yes.
And if you haven't grown, then I'd be like, Naya, come on, sis. Yeah. Like, it's been so many years. There has to be some change. You know, so I commend you for coming, coming on and doing your thing. Because I know it's not easy.
Yeah.
And you've been doing so much with your life outside, right? Like, what specifically do you do for work now? Do you work as a private jet chef?
I'm a private jet flight attendant. Okay. But I do cook on the airplanes on occasion, which is fun. Because before I was doing this, I was a cook. I was a nanny. I was a housekeeper. I was an executive assistant. I was a bartender, waitress. All these hospitality jobs. And I just loved it because I didn't used to like to work. Like, I remember one of the things Jordan said about me on The Real World, he's like, you don't like to work. And I'm like, no. And I'm not afraid to admit that. I'm a lady of leisure. I don't want to. There was a certain arrogance attached to, it wasn't leisure, lady of leisure. For me, it was really, I was just lazy and I didn't have ambition. And so I tried to glamorize that. And then I found my ambition in service and serving others. And I really just was like, okay, I want to just do everything in this industry. And I would always stumble into new jobs, new opportunities. And then 5 years ago, I found corporate aviation, which was like encompass everything that I've been doing in one job. And I get to see the world and meet a lot of cool people and eat a lot of good food. Awesome. And it's like, thank God. It's the only job in my life I've never been fired from before. Like, most of the hospitality
jobs. Wait, how long have you been doing it?
Almost 6 years in October.
That's amazing.
How often do you take off?
Oh, I'm gone. So like I'm a contractor. So I basically just wait for someone to call me and say, hey, would you like this trip or whatever? So I'm usually gone like 20 days a month, maybe more.
That's just so depends. Fun. See you fucking later, people.
And then what I have the best dogs.
Kendall and Kylie. I was just going to ask.
I have a husband and wife that watch them. And then I have like two backups. But they have a gated yard. They work from home. They spoil them. Like, even when I pick them up, you could tell my dogs are like not really happy about coming back to my apartment in downtown. I'm like, excuse me, like, hello, I'm your mom for real. But I'm just
But those are like the grandparents.
Yes. And they're always like, okay, so when's your next trip? We're ready for the girls to come back. And I'm like, I just love knowing that I have someone that loves my babies as much as I do. So I can travel and be gone and do what I need to do.
So that's all I need when I get a dog, because this lady came over and she had a puppy Frenchie and it was just nestled right here. And I'm like, oh, this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
I need to be a therapist and I need a dog. Yeah. This is so much shit. Tori, will you take care of my pet?
Yes.
I'm going to have to ship it to
Misa. Hey, baby.
Misa sled. Okay. So
wait, let me say one more thing, Tori.
Yeah.
Most people don't know this. So like, I've been doing this job for almost 6 years. But when I actually actively started pursuing a career in corporate aviation, nobody would hire me for a year and a half because of what I did on the challenge in the real world. And I never thought the consequences would come back like years later to haunt me. And that's the one thing I want people to know from this. It's even if you never go on TV, everything you say in a text, everything you say on social media, everything you do, like you just be mindful of it and know that once it's outside of your mouth, it can find you again. And people will judge you. This was 6 or 7 years later and people were still like, nope, that's who you are. And especially as a Black woman, it was like, I had to fight and dig and prove myself. And once I got in, I had to outperform and I'm not a victim. I'm glad that that happened to me because it humbled me. I had been given so many things in life based on how I looked, you know, and I just never had to work for anything. And I just thank God that everything transpired the way it did. Because now I have some wisdom to offer as opposed to like, oh yeah, I just got this job because, you know what I mean? So I'm thankful.
And it's amazing because, you know, from people who now watch you and people who watch All Stars are fans of like the old Real World, you know, like they know all the cast members who are on it. So to watch this just transformation just so naturally happen. And then it's honestly helped you a lot in the game with how you're playing this season too. Mm-hmm. You're like in this perfect spot of like not floating, but in a way you kind of want to be in between alliances.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is amazing because it's like you don't necessarily have it out for the treehouse, but you're like not against Kellyanne. You're like being nice to everybody. Do you think that number one, working in aviation has helped you in this game because you talk to so many different types of people?
Yeah. Yes. And because I have to check my emotions at the door.
Yeah.
And so it's not about like when I show up to work, it's like, I'm going to be dealing with all types of pressure, random things, wearing a million hats. I have to give service with a smile, but it's more so about checking my emotions. Like I could say something, I could feel a way about a client being demanding, but at the end of the day, like what's going to get me the better outcome? Like being rooted in emotion and acting on that or saying, okay, how can I find a solution to this situation? And also I don't need to feed my ego while doing it. And therapy I love because I would not be where I'm at right now, even just like my thought process without it. So please guys.
Shout out to therapy.
And go through
everybody should talk to someone.
Your therapist on the first go, like just take your time with it and go through multiple people and find your person. And I'm telling you, game changer.
I agree.
I think that's amazing. I really do. I think this is, and I also, well, one thing I like is you don't really make promises. Mm-hmm. I don't think really at all. Mm-mm. It's a game I like to play. If you don't make any promises, you can't break any. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of like use the game like you would normally, like, I guess, attack a situation at home.
Yeah.
Like, how would I finesse this situation if I were home?
Yeah.
Like, nothing really changes. So I like that. I don't know. It's been really nice to see different people come in to All-Stars that haven't played in a while with people who have played the last two All-Stars.
Yeah.
To see how, like, things are going. Because All-Stars is very different, I think, from the flagship show. But it also is becoming this thing in and of itself that's, like, I don't know. It's getting spicy.
Yeah, and you know what, Anissa? That's how you avoid, like, bad karma, is not making any promises. That's how I am with men. So it's like, if I'm telling you, let's just have fun, don't fall in love. I just want to have fun giving my freedom. Like, I'm going to give you as much love as I can give you, but don't stifle me. And you do that, and I walk away. Right. It's not on me. Like, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. You know what I mean?
Neither am I. You already laid the foundation of, hello, I thought we were just doing this. We had clear lines of communication. Come on over. This is fun. Yeah. Go out and drink and have some food sometimes. But you got to go because I really love being alone. I don't like when people are here when I wake up. Like, after that, you got to go. You can get some coffee, but then I got to shit.
I'm going to make you
gotta
breakfast. Go. I really like you, but please get out of my
Yeah, but I like my coffee, my poop. You gotta leave.
Jeez, Anissa.
At 8 a.m., you gotta go. What? You act like you don't poop, Tori. You ate a bag of kale.
I know. I do take dungs. I do. Yeah. They're not great. Well, Naya, to go back to that, I'm sure any guy that you make breakfast for is absolutely fucking loving it. And if I ever woke up next to you and you made me breakfast, I would not take a dung in your bathroom. Okay. I swear to God. I'll take it in the meeting because I'm waiting for lunch.
No, yeah. I have incense, Tori, so you're totally welcome.
Perfect.
It neutralizes
it. Excellent.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
So this game, we had talked about it a little bit, is getting obviously super, super spicy. Mm-hmm. This episode's interesting because you see this little exchange, or you're part of this little exchange. You hear Sylvia say something after Kellyanne starts to celebrate this win, and then you tell Kellyanne, right? Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it came from you. Mm-hmm. And then you get called down by Sylvia to go into elimination. Mm-hmm. Did you think that the spilling of that information led up to you being her decision?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I peeped early on that the Treehouse was banding together. And I just never realized that, like, okay, maybe like rooms will click up so hard that they come up with a nickname and they're really gunning for us out loud, because we never did that. Like, we just were kind of like, hey, we're getting to know each other. We're not making promises. But there was this understanding that we're not going for each other. But they made it that way because they were like, oh, we're band together. And I started hearing like little side comments here and there, but I just was trying to stay out of the drama for the most part. But I never could understand what the motive was. Like, why was there a target on Kellyanne's back? Why was there a target on Kendall's back? I could understand a target on Johnny's back because she just won. That's a healthy target, right? But like, I just couldn't understand
Kellyanne's good.
What it was about. But it wasn't about her in the game. It was like these women
that was personal.
Bothered by her existence. And I mean, Sylvia almost said that. She's like, I don't know what it is about her. And I've been one of those girls in life where women have said that about me. They're like, I don't know what it is about her. I just don't like her. And to me, that's such a lame cop out, because it's like, I don't have that kind of energy towards women. I don't have jealous or competitive like nature as it pertains to women. It's like, if you have something that I like, or there's, you have a je ne sais quoi or whatever, I'm going to hang around you and get to know you and whatever. And I think that Kellyanne was very confident. She was very social. She's really easy to look at. I mean, she's so hot. She was like the nicest body, you know? But I just like, there was just so many times where it was like, I would hear them, like she could just breathe and it was like, ugh. And to me, that's so lame at our age. Like, come on y'all. Like, there has to be more of a justified reason to just not like somebody. And it really, I couldn't find one. I never heard one. So I just was kind of like shocked that Sylvia decided to be that person in the house, because also I thought she and I were cool, but then I learned later that maybe that wasn't the case. So whatever.
Yeah, we just had Sylvia on and I was talking to her about like, sometimes we just don't like people because we don't like them and it's okay not to like them. I don't know how to, I mean, there are people that have rubbed me the wrong way on the show where I'm like, I don't know.
I get that.
I really don't know what it is, but it's like an energy thing of like, I just can't fuck with this girl.
Okay. But what do you
do? So I won't be around her. Them.
Exactly. So you remove yourself. You just limit your time around that person. But yeah, to antagonize or pick at them or bully them or do mean comments where you know they're hearing you. And then you have other girls that are, that to me is unnecessary. I don't like half the people in the house, but I'm not going to, like, I just remove myself from, you know, I go in and take a hot bubble bath and I like have my vape and I cry about how bad I just want to be at home with my dogs. Like, and then I go back out there and I'm kind and decent. And then when I need to find my space, I find my space. But to just blatantly be like rolling your eyes, snickering, laughing, giggling behind people's backs, to me, you know, we're all grown ass women now. And it's like, I just don't get like why it has to be that way.
You know what it makes me think? And not that I don't think anyone's not grown on the show, but there's obviously different decades of people coming on the show. Like, you have the Kellyanne era, which is different than the Kayla and Sylvia era. So do you think that it has something to do with that?
So I really didn't watch the show unless I was on it. So I don't know the history of like how this game was played or how the women interacted. I honestly, I wish I could give you some type of insight into that, but I can't.
Yeah.
But I just think that I had conversations with Sylvia, like personal conversations about her life and things that I'm just not going to repeat because she told me that, like, you know, poured her heart out and was being vulnerable.
Yeah.
But I think that it's more of an internal thing. And I used to be a mean girl. So this is me coming from a position of experience. So I'm not condemning her. I just was like, no, like, don't do that, because, you know, I saw so much good in Sylvia, for real. Like, me and her had, like, we didn't talk all the time, but when we did, it felt like it was genuine, or at least I thought, and, you know, I just expected more from us collectively, but yeah.
Well, I guess that would be disappointing that she'd call you in to elimination, but do you think she expected you to fail?
So, the first night in the house, we were all drunk. We just moved in. We were having a pool party. I needed my time alone. So I kind of like tried to go find the upstairs pool. We had a nice upstairs pool. So I was like, I want a skinny dip. While everybody else in the house was downstairs, I'm going to just like let my hair down. I've been having a lot of drinks. Sylvia and Kayla are in that upstairs pool. And so they basically come to me and they say, Naya, we want to form an alliance. I forgot that was even part of the game. So I'm like, okay.
That's like, amazing.
It was just like, it caught me off guard.
Like, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, girl. I was like, I feel like I was at like a resort. And so I'm like, literally, I'm drunk. I'm probably cross-eyed. I'm like, yeah, of course. These are the first women that have come to me. So, but at the same time, I learned quickly that they were two of the best players in the house. I'm like, oh, how sweet is that? Like, they've already put me, you know, in their back pocket and I've got them in my back pocket. It was an unspoken thing. I just automatically assumed under no circumstances, because they came to me first, that they would never call my name. And I would never call their name or never encourage anyone to call their name. Like, I just would stay out of the way while things were happening. And so when Sylvia called my name, it blindsided me. Like, I know it looks like in the video that I was like scared or nervous. I really wasn't. I just was more focused and like kind of just awkward. But when she said my name, I was like, what? I mean, I was wearing pants. I didn't even like, I had like no idea. My hair was down. I didn't think I was getting called.
Did you?
And so.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, sorry, babe.
No, well, after that first drunken alliance encounter, did you guys talk about it after that?
We revisited it and we had conversations about who they were voting for. And they would, you know, I would say, well, you know, da 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 da. And we would check in. You know what I mean? Like, they'd be like, hey, you know, are we good? Are we good? And they always would make me feel safe, but I was never winning. So it wasn't like they had to check in with me.
Yeah.
I would have liked the heads up. I would have loved if Sylvia said, you may go in. But right. also, glad that she didn't, because I think that benefited me just right. being like fight or flight, go in there and do what you need to do.
Also, it could have changed because she didn't see it. Sylvia didn't see the elimination. I think she'd want to see that first, because or something like that, I would have been like, sis, give me... What does everybody weigh up there?
Okay, I don't know if I can say this.
You can say it.
Okay, so Sylvia told me, or I think after she left, some of the guys in the house told me that when we were standing in line going into the dome, Jhonae was kind of in the front and she saw what it was. And apparently it looked like a puzzle that she had done before. So she kind of verbalized out loud, oh, I've done this before. And Sylvia heard that. So I think it spooked her.
Jhonae, like, sneaky little sister.
That was smart as shit.
She's
that
so good.
It was smart.
Very smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that was the only reason why Sylvia said my name. Yeah.
Right. It helps.
And also,
I'd be terrible at this. Don't pick me.
Yeah.
You don't want me.
I think it's the confidence going into a puzzle, because you do have to remain calm, which is what I thought was actually going to be, like, ended up being your strength. I thought it could have potentially been a weakness, just because when you go in so fired up, it's hard to, like, slow down and think. Mm-hmm. But it's like you just, like, were – your fire, like, locked you in. It was like – which is really cool. And also, I noticed, like, when people do puzzles and you have people yelling for you in the back. Like, Jordan's obviously screaming for you. He really wants you to win.
Yeah.
And you're trying to focus on this puzzle. Did you feel like it was helpful to have somebody cheering you on in that moment? Or do you feel like it was
And directing harder? You?
Right. So here's the thing. I was so angry once I got down there. And once we learned that it was a puzzle, because we didn't know what that was. By the time we even got started, I had already, because we had a chance to look at our boards, I had already figured out halfway. I'm like, I'm beating her. So I was that angry. But I also was like, please, Jordan, he knows me. I'm like, if I get frantic, just, you don't have to even tell me what to do, because I'm going to figure this out on my own. But let me hear your voice. I need to know, like, I just got to hear your voice. And so I got to the middle and I really started getting flustered, he's like, you got it. Okay. And that was just nice, because I remember in, like, free agents, like, nobody was cheering for me while I was going to get Carmaria.
Aww.
And I remember being
I would have been cheering for you.
You were also so far away. You were on the other side of the circle.
And
but there was nobody, everybody cheering was on Carson.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the bell was right here.
That's true.
That one was so long. Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, it was nice to have somebody, you know, I didn't expect anyone to say anything, because like, I was silent most of the time when I was on the bridge. It's one of those things where it's like you're scared to, like, cheer too hard, because what if that person comes back and they're like, oh yeah, I heard you. And then also sometimes you're just so laser focused on watching, like, the competition. But yeah, the one thing is, I am a decent pool player. And so I knew if I get out of this puzzle first, I'm hitting it on the first shot.
Decent.
Period. I don't give a fuck. Like, I knew that.
I feel like maybe you should be, like, doing aviation pool league.
Yeah,
possibly. Yeah. Like, maybe running a couple bets in the sky legally. Are there laws up there? Who governs that? Who governs that airspace?
Whatever they want to do. We got
Listen, girl, we just started it. You heard it here first. Listen, patent pending. Don't try and take it. We've already doing the paperwork right now.
Oh my god! I bet it felt so good for that ball to go in on the first one, though.
It was so good.
Also, loved how the girls heat that happened to the girls heat and not the guys. Big.
Oh, I love that too.
I'm like,
that too.
Derek ran in front of the opening. I'm like, I would have at least even my sand out.
Yeah, right. It took them a long time to get it done.
Your shit was so good, because if you want to beat somebody, that's the way you beat them. Not if it's close.
Yeah.
You fucking
two
hole in one. See you later.
Yeah.
And then that huge celebration. I mean, you had like a nice, like, whoa, you gave me like that, like, solid reaction.
Very
necessary.
Oh,
and then Derek.
No, she threw her star pole. She was like,
bitch. Yeah. But like, it was like in a portion of time. Derek was like, you could see that he was celebrating beyond. I mean, yeah, and it's a puzzle, to be fair. Like, the guy's not.
Derek deserved to celebrate like that, for sure.
He was like, it was a maze. I'm like, either way, Derek. You won, babe. You won.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now in this game, you have one elimination under your belt. You have a star. Mm-hmm. What changes now going back into the game? How do you feel?
I mean, nothing really changed for me because I was still just like, okay, I have this one star, but I haven't performed well this entire challenge. So it really didn't mean that much to me. Maybe if I had earned like two or three, but Jhonae is the one that has them, I think the most of them at this point in the game. No, I still felt like I had so much to prove, and that wasn't a physical thing, which is what everybody expects me to do, is to dominate the physical stuff. So mm-hmm. we're getting down to the wire and I'm like, okay, Naya, you got to step up. Like, you need to win an actual challenge. Like, fuck this, like, elimination. Like, it was cute, but like, I need to like cute. Do more.
Yeah, I think the rest of the season's going to be incredible. It's actually my favorite All-Stars that we've watched. Yay! And I've said this before, aside from Anissa's, because, you know, I got to like love Anissa.
Yeah. So. Well, and we did the first one. But no, this one's Spice. I mean, I would like to be part of any of them. I think All-Stars is a whole different vibe. Yeah. And I love my old folks from back when I started, because I kind of transcended these different generations. So it's really nice to see people from part of my life, part of my history, part of why I am the way I am.
Yeah,
is because I've had to deal with all of them, all of these different personalities for 20 years.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I hope there's an All-Stars 4. And if there is, I hope to see you, Anissa. Tori, I know I probably won't because you dominate on the regular one. But I would like to see you in real life. So if you're ever in LA, please come see me.
Aw, thank you.
Come hang out with me. Yeah.
I'll bring me some. Well,
please.
Oh my gosh, that would be a big fight. It would be so
I know.
And if you're ever there,
Miso would.
No, so my dogs are terrified of cats. So they would just like respect boundaries. But if you're ever here, like in LA, either of you, and you need a place to crash, I live downtown. I have a cute place. Like I'm hardly never here. So I'll just leave you a key. But give me a heads up.
I love that.
For real.
I also
mean
want you to be there for it. So
yeah, I know. Yeah.
Or just leave the pets.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and also for being on All-Stars 3. We have one last question that we ask everybody.
Yes.
Since this is All-Stars 3 and you had to make a team up of three other competitors, who would you pick?
Guy or girl?
I say like two guys. One girl and two more guys.
One girl and a guy.
Two guys. You're making a team of four.
Okay, two guys. Okay. So I would say, I mean, I'd be dumb not to choose her right now, Jhonae. I mean, she's proven that she's just fierce and on all levels. And the guys, for sure, hands down, Wes and Jordan.
Yeah, that's a team right there. That's a squad.
It is.
Yeah, it's a domination. Yeah. I cannot wait to see. I mean, all the people that you just named are still in the game. I cannot wait to see how it unfolds. It's literally the best season ever. So, yeah, thank you again for coming on. It's been awesome.
Thank you for inviting me. Seriously, ladies. Like, this is a treat. Yes.
What's your Instagram handle so everyone can follow you and send you a lot of love?
Oh, yeah. It's really easy. The Real Naya Moore. That's N-I-A Moore.
Oh, I thought it would be like Naya in the Sky. I follow you, so.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Naya. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, ladies. I love you. Take care.
Bye. You too. It was great seeing you.
Bye, guys.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
That was a great interview with Naya. She gave me everything I needed to know. It's so wonderful to see the growth of this woman. I think it's really nice to see any of the of our former cast members just really show this amazing growth and self-awareness. So it's really nice to have her back on, watch her not paddleboard correctly. But you know what, Naya girl, you have time and we have faith.
And you know what? It was also really nice talking to her. I was nervous. Anissa, you know this. I was nervous for this episode because it is interesting. It's an interesting conversation to have, right? It's like I'm watching a new relationship, old relationship, but, you know, evolve in front of my eyes. And I'm like, but I am happy for them and I'm happy for her. And I think that she is a really, really open and honest and nice person to speak to. And I was actually really pleasantly surprised with how well this podcast episode went.
Yeah, it was very refreshing. Yeah. I liked watching it.
So shout out to Naya for making what could have been a very awkward situation super comfortable. That was really, really cool of her. And Anissa, I also love you. So where can we follow you on social media and send you love?
You can follow me on Instagram at Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A-M-T-V. You can also send me listener questions, please and thank you. Tori, where can we find you, follow you, support you?
I've changed my Instagram handle to I Love Queefs, so you can follow me there, and then you can all I'm just kidding, it's disgusting.
It is
so gross. My Instagram
is ASMR Queefs.
I hate you. My Instagram is at I hate you so much. And you can follow me at Tori underscore and you can follow me at Tori underscore deal. And more importantly, guys, please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to us, because it means the world to us. And tell a friend.
And make sure you're catching new episodes of All Stars 3 on Paramount Plus. And we'll see you back here next Thursday for an all new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.